بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيدة شعرف عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. The title is مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے. غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے, بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے. سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے, سن ہمارا جن تمہارا چاہیے. غم نے بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے, غم نے بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے. ہوتی کیا سہارا چاہیے, ان کے ہوتی کیا سہارا چاہیے. للتی سر یاد طوفانوں میں, للتی سر یاد طوفانوں میں, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے, کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, ہم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفا میں, حاصل ساحل مجھے طوفا میں, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے, تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے. اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر, اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے, اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان, آپ پر دم فدا ہو میری جان. خیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے,
بكشرى جانب الذنب لما تست بكشرى جانب الذنب لما میرے سر کو تیرا سوجا چاہیے میرے سر کو تیرا سوجا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے ہم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے اختر حسات و درفات دکو اختر حسات و درفات دکو ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے ان کی رحمت کا بلاوا چاہیے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable Ilastizada Sheikh Haribillah Rumi Zamana Tablighi Waqt Mujajjidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Markadahu Hazrat is explaining that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has sent us in this world and Allah Ta'ala did not leave us as orphans that we got nobody to turn to, we have no support. If a person doesn't know where his support is, then he feels like he's totally lost in this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the greatest support, and that is the support of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Ya Hazrat is teaching us that in every aspect of our life, every moment, where should we put our support and where we should be, we look, we'll be looking for our support. Hazrat says, Mujhko jeene se, jeene ka sahara chahiye. Everybody is saying that I need a life support, I need somebody to support me. And sadly, if somebody that is wealthy, etc., says, I will support you, then we feel at ease. But that person doesn't have guarantee of the next minute of his life. Our only support can be Al-Hayyul Qayyum, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is ever loving, Allah Ta'ala, who is not ever just ever loving, Allah who gives life, sustains life, and our life is in the control of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So our an intelligent person should only put his trust and support upon Allah Rabbul Izzat. And to learn this, Allah Ta'ala has commanded us, Kunu ma'as sadiqeen, that be with the true pious servants of Allah, the truthful servants of Allah who put under all circumstances, no matter what conditions come, they don't get overtaken by conditions, but they know I have got the greatest support, Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala knows my conditions under more better than myself. So Hazrat is teaching us here so beautifully, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے. And Hazrat is teaching us how to pass through this journey of life and finally meet up with Allah Rabbul Izzat. If we put our full trust on Allah Rabbul Izzat, then a person every step of his life will be looking forward to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, Oh Allah, making a plea to Allah Ta'ala and making dua and crying to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that, oh Allah, I need a support in my life. And all life support, etc., those things cannot support us. Nobody can support us, not even our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib and Hazrat has taught us that when you get up in the morning, make one shukr also, that, oh Allah, as far as my risk is concerned, it's only in your hands. Nobody, no wife is dependent on the husband, no husband is dependent on the wife,
No father is dependent on the children. The children are not dependent on the father. Allah says, Inna Allahu Warrazzaq. Allah is the one who feeds us and not just supplies our rizq. Allah makes sure that our rizq goes down into our digestive system, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all we have to do, how to take support from Allah Rabbul Izzat, وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. That you remain firm on the command of salah, command your children with regard to this, and be very, very firm on this. لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We're not asking you that you have to work for your own risk, that we will give you according to how much you put your support on Allah, and Allah has given us the greatest pillar of Islam, the pillar of salah, that how we can hold firm onto the support of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what is that real support? Gham tumhara, dil hamara chahiye. Said, O Allah, all I want in my heart is that your pain be there in my heart. That I should be worried all the time, is Allah Ta'ala happy with me or not? That is the main thing I should be worried about. I don't have to be worried about my rizq. I don't have to be worried about anything else. All I have to be worried is Allah happy with me or not. So for that we have to learn the commands of Allah. Learn how to obey Allah's commands only according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And continuously as this worry comes, this is such a worry that gives you pleasure. It gives you enjoyment. It gives you peace. All other worries of this world, you put your support on anybody else, you will never be at ease. It can be the richest man in the world, you can put your support on him, you will never be at ease. And those supports are not supports. They don't have any the stability in it. The only support is the support of Allah Rabbul Izzat, which Allah Ta'ala over and over reminds us in the Quran Kareem. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. That, O true believers, put your trust only in Allah. If you want to trust anybody, then there is nobody to trust but Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Hazrat says, once you have realized and put your trust upon Allah Rabbul Izzat, then behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Hazrat teaches us that now a person will be treading the path of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That you know Allah has sent me here, Allah has given me my life is only for Allah. Now how to build this connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat? That Allah Ta'ala said, sit in the company of those lovers of Allah who will teach us about Allah. Then Hazrat, how beautifully teaches us that behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye. We know all the other oceans. Hazrat says the real ocean is the ocean of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is the ocean which I need the shore on. That, O Allah, drown me in your ocean of your love. And let me be on the shore of the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all the time be concerned and worried of Allah ta'ala's pleasure, Allah ta'ala's happiness. And how will a person get this? Sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. That, O Allah, give me that opportunity, begging Allah Rabbul Izzat, that let my whole be at my head be at your threshold. And it should be your doorstep, O Allah, that I bow down to nobody besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. And the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they enjoy getting up middle of the night, as Allah ta'ala explains with regard to the great papaya servants of Allah. كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَحْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Very little they used to sleep at night. And during the night getting up and their head at the threshold of Allah Rabbul Izzat and crying that, O Allah, please forgive us. The great, great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the pious servants who followed in their footsteps. So this is what we have come to learn here. Allah grant me and all the reality and an iota of this reality of what is this real ocean of the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then perform to be firm on our faraiz and our wajibat and sunnat, that will be in the bag already. But the enjoyment of manafal ibadat, a person cannot explain. And what enjoyment he will get. So Allah Ta'ala make us realize that gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Then Hazrat explained that now whatever condition comes in the world, whatever conditions come upon you, whether it's general, whether it's personally, whether it's your family, then you only call to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Immediately you don't look at any other means. The only means Allah Rabbul Izzat, the creator of means, Musabbibul Asbab. Then Allah Ta'ala will put in the heart what type of means to use, etc. But Hazrat teaches us that when any worry comes to a person, you don't even need a musalla at that time, you don't even have to be in a masjid, from your heart you talk to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what is your pain, what is your worry, what is your condition. Then Hazrat says, unke hote kya sahara chahe? When you got the kings of kings, and you got the support of the kings of kings, what other support do we want? We don't need any other support because nobody else can support us. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is teaching us that conditions will come in this world. We shouldn't get overtaken by the conditions. We should put our support directly to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, Alif Lam Mim Ahsib An-Nas Ayyutraku Ayyakulu Amanna Umna Iftanun, that people, you think that you say you brought Iman in Allah, I put my support in Allah, but Allah is not going to test us. The tests are going to come, and Allah wants to see whether when conditions come, are we running to our support or running away from our support? Are we running towards Allah or running away from Allah Rabbul Izzat? Sadly, the condition of the Ummah today, that conditions are coming, Allah wants to draw us closer, we're running away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we are making all excuses that the cause of the problem is where there is Allah's rahmat in the masjids, etc. We say, no, there is where the problem, there is where the virus, etc. spread. It makes no sense whatsoever. Allah Rabbul Izzat brings those conditions because of our aman and because of our the direction going wrong, and we still move in a further direction away, then we can only ask Him for bigger problems. We have to turn back to Allah Rabbul Izzat and run. Allah says, فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allahu Akbar. Then Hazrat explains, when you run to Allah Ta'ala, لَذَّتِ فَرْيَاد تُوفَانُوا مِنْ هَيْ كُنْ كَهْتَ هَيْ كِنَارَ تَحْيَ. Then the enjoyment of calling to Allah and begging Allah for Allah's mercy is when there's so-called there's storms. All over you just hear there's problems. And from all sides, then is sickness, then is this problem, then is that problem. But when you know you only got the greatest support, Allah Rabbul Izzat, and Allah is fully aware of my condition, then Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wassalam, what a test Allah Ta'ala put upon him. That over 13 years, such a sickness Allah put, worms used to fall out from his body. But when Allah gave him shifa and cure, people asked him that, oh Ayyub alayhi salam, now you must be feeling at ease and comfortable. He said, no, those days were better. He said, what do you mean those days were better? He says, in that condition, outwardly it looks like I was going through difficulty. But every morning I used to hear directly Allah Ta'ala talking to me, oh my Ayyub, how are you feeling this morning? And in the evening the same thing. And this is the most important aspect with regard to giving consolement to the sick people, etc. Just to visit them and ask them, how you feeling? This is the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Shaitan has caught us in such a turmoil, and all his bombardment of all this terrible different types of news, etc., he has made us scared. You turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدًا. Is Allah not sufficient for us? Allah is the only one that is sufficient for us. حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَكَفَى. Allah is there for us and Allah is sufficient for us. Then we won't worry what the people will say. As Hazrat further mentions here, حَاسِلَ سَاحِلْ مُجَي تُوفَانُ مِهِ تَيْرِ جَلْوَوْ كَا نَزَارَ چَاهِي. That, oh Allah, I get the enjoyment of being on the shores when I'm going through turmoil. Outwardly it looks like I'm going through turmoil, difficult conditions. A person looks like he's sick outwardly, but he's happy. Just Allah Ta'ala has put me in this condition. And now Allah, I just want to see that beautiful, special tajalli of yours upon me, that focus of yours, that when a person is going through difficult conditions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has even mentioned his du'as are accepted. And Allah Ta'ala's special mercy is upon him. The du'as of the sick people in that home, how Lord Allah Ta'ala's mercy is. But when we turn away from Allah, we are shifting away the rahmat of Allah. And we are shifting away Allah's special focus upon us. And then we are making ourselves scared. So we should be turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Apne aaho se dare jana pe meer. Apne bigri ko suwara chahiye. Hazrat explains, now a person realizes how to correct our life and how to sort ourselves. When you're going in the wrong direction, now just turn your direction and shed those tears of sorrow that, oh Allah, you gave me my life and I'm turning away and I'm looking towards everybody else besides you. Oh Allah, please forgive me. Hazrat says, in this way, you will sort out all your matters of life. That you say things are going bad, there's depression, there's stress, etc. All this is when we forget about Allah. Turn to Allah and just one drop of fear, and Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah says, you can't cry, pretend that you're crying also. And see how I will sort out your matters. So this is what the Ummah, myself first of all, we have to turn and encourage one another. And give one another the encouragement and be positive that we turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat and not be overtaken by what is said in the media, etc. That a person should deafen his ears to that and turn towards the message of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala says, wa rahmati wasiat kulli shay, my mercy encompasses everything. So we have to run to the mercy of Allah. Aapar, and how should we do this? Hazrat further explains, Aapar har dam fida ho meri ja, ghair ko mujhko na parwa chahe. That, oh Allah, now give me that ability and strength that every moment of my life I am just loyal and I sacrifice it for you. That my life you have given me, so my object and purpose of life is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Maksood e man tu wa radaitu ma'rifat wa muhabbat khud beda. That, oh Allah, my object and purpose of life is only you. And what is that we should please Allah Rabbul Izzat. Obey Allah's commands according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And, oh Allah, accordingly, you grant me your ma'rifat. You grant me your azmat, muhabbat. Then, what should I be worried about anybody else? Allah Ta'ala explains in the ayat of the Quran Kareem that وَمَنْ يَتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِ. One person turns away from Allah Rabbul Izzat and we say he became murtad. What is happening? Allah Ta'ala says in reality he didn't have iman in his heart. So it was just like a person, there's dirt laying in your house and you don't know, and now you find it, it's thrown away. Allah says one person turns away, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. Allah will bring a whole nation of the lovers of Allah. بِقَوْمِ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. That Allah Akbar. Allah Ta'ala loves them and they love Allah Rabbul Izzat. So it shows that in order to protect our iman, we need the company of the lovers of Allah. Where we will learn about Allah's love and then to obey Allah's commands under all conditions. The world, the whole world will be saying something else, which is totally against the command of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The friends of Allah Ta'ala will be telling us one thing, and they will be turning to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that time will come, there will be just a handful of my ummah that will be remaining firm on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yadurru man khazalahum. That no, those who don't help them, it will not affect them in the least. But so we have to realize that the only way to gain the support of Allah, that we have to turn and run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't worry. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ فِي اللَّهِ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. People will taunt us and say what they want to. We have to be worried, is Allah happy with me? Then Hazrat says, together with this, what is very important, دَسْ بَكُشَا جَانِبِ زَمْبِيلِ مَا مَرِ سَرْكُ تَيْرَا سَوْدَا چَاہِيَ. That, O Allah, my begging bowl, my basket is in front of you, O Allah. What do I want in that basket that you buy my useless head? I'm not worth anything. And like we learn in our zikr also, the poem Ghalibi Barjazi by Mushtari, Shaidar Darmandagara Wakhari. Oh Allah, I am this useless, rotten, so to say, those vegetables that the person who's selling all day wants to throw it away. But you are that budder that will bud for the most useless thing, the highest price. So Allah, I want you to bud for me, please. And as we learn from our Hazrat, Allahumma kullana waj'alna lak. We should be begging, oh Allah, I'm not worth anything, but you make me yours, you become mine. And when according to a person's talab, that is how much Allah Ta'ala gives a person. And further, Hazrat explains, as you get this closeness and this love of Allah Ta'ala, now what is the sign of that? That tawadu, humbleness comes in a person. A person doesn't think that, though I'm reaching, I'm very close to Allah Ta'ala. But a person begs Allah Ta'ala in the middle of the night. And Hazrat teaches us here, akhtari khasta wadur oftadaku, unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. And Hazrat says, oh Allah, just useless servant of yours, who is far from you, oh Allah, please, I want you that your rahmat calls me to you. In other words, make me just pull me towards you, oh Allah. And as Hazrat explains in another poem, that the only way that we can be get najat and salvation, that kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar, hum fazal ka asra lagaya hua hai, that our work can only be done with the special mercy of Allah. So we have to hope in the mercy of Allah. And how to hope in the mercy of Allah? Run towards Allah and beg Allah Ta'ala for Allah's mercy. Then inshallah we can hope of the mercy of Allah. Allah give us tawfiq.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah blessed us with the great and honorable month of Ramadan, which was a real booster in each and every way. As far as our iman is concerned, as far as ibadat is concerned, ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, du'as are concerned, rewards are concerned. It was a very, very great month. And now that the month is over, it has passed us, doesn't mean that we close the doors of that. But we should carry on. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those who strengthen the iman. And the month of Ramadan was really a month that a first person should feel that my iman was strengthened. And every Ramadan, our iman has to become stronger and stronger. And Allah make it that we feel it. And the way that we feel, that we realize that my previous, I will make tawbah, Ya Allah, what a great month you gave me, but I did not appreciate it. Like that our life, our previous life also continuously. And that is, the ulama explained, one of the reasons of the tawbah and istighfar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was completely pure. Every Nabi, there is no possibility, no question of any Muslim wrongdoing from them. But when they see the progress Allah grants them, the highest stages, then on the previous stage, they made tawbah istighfar on that. That at that time, where we were, and now when they realize. So like that, Allah has given us so many Ramadans, as long as our lives are there, we are having the Ramadan, we should be progressing also. One beautiful example, one friend grave of Iman, of course the things of this dunya can never compare with the things of Deen, with Akhirat. But like what we have value in our eyes to make us understand, if we compare it with a diamond, the largest diamond in the world that you can think of, Iman is even definitely much more greater than that. But as we know that a diamond is valuable, very valuable. But a diamond becomes more valuable with the number of cuts it has got on it. how many more cuts it has got on it, so much more valuable. So like that, this iman, how much more of Allah's ma'rifat a person gets, how much of more connection with Allah Ta'ala a person gets, so much more his ibadat he starts enjoying, du'as he starts enjoying, then he realizes the value of it. And it increases all the time. So like the diamond increases with the number of cuts, our iman, and especially the month of Ramadan, every moment of our life, but especially the month of Ramadan, we should be putting in those cuts on there. More connection with Allah, and make that diamond more and more valuable. Also, the words of our iman, La ilaha illallah, basically, that are the words of our iman. And how one friend explained also so beautifully, that if we just think that perhaps it's less than 2 years now that coronavirus we are hearing about it, but the whole world, perhaps the person in the most remotest corner has also heard about coronavirus. And we were charged that we should have La ilaha illallah, and we should make it so common in the world. A person sitting, my whole life has passed, but I haven't made it common even in my own immediate precincts and surroundings. Hey, coronavirus, think of this dunya, and all going to die in any case. You die from corona, you die from heart attack, you die from a motor car accident, you're going to die. And in any case, we're not going to live if you get saved from corona. We are going to die, but that worry of it has become such that every person right in the mountains, in the jungles also, perhaps everyone today has heard about corona. And the thing which is going to give us life, real life, La ilaha illallah, we also not reading it enough, we also not refreshing it, we haven't spread it. Allah give us tawfiq that we spread it. This month of Ramadan, especially the last 10 days, which are itqum minan nar, freedom, salvation from the fire of Jahannam, to be set free from the fire of Jahannam. And really, this dunya also, what all the gunas, to be set free from it. And the last 10 days, when commonly it is known, the people come for i'tikaf for the last 10 days particularly. MashaAllah, there are those people who make i'tikaf 40 days, 30 days, 20 days, but last 10 days is the most common. So those last 10 days are also that a person has come now into the house of Allah, and that I won't leave yet until you set me free from the fire of Jahannam. So one beautiful instance is narrated. Once Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, went to Rauza Mubarak to read Salatu Salam. In front of him, there was a Bedouin, Arab Bedouin. And these Bedouins, when they are simple in their nature, they are very sincere, they haven't got any chaplosi, any politics on them, simple, straightforward people. And the way he presented himself, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also taken aback. He said that, "Oh Allah, I'm your sinful banda. And your Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is here. If you forgive me, your Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will be happy. And shaitan will be humiliated and disgraced. He will feel rejected and dejected. And my work will get done. And oh Allah, you are far beyond that you will make your Nabi unhappy. And that you will make shaitan, your enemy, happy. You make your Nabi unhappy and you make shaitan, your enemy, happy. And that you let me be destroyed. Oh Allah, forgive me." Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was taken aback with it so much, he cried out and he said, "Ya Allah, I make the same dua also." And then he cried so much that his beard became wet. So we also, that the month of Ramadan be like that for us also. That this month came and we also asked for forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. And in this beautiful ways we present ourselves and we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us as well. Allama Nimyari Rahmatullah Alayhi, a very great alim, has quoted a very hadith that is very, very beneficial. and very important to us. He says a person who reads 100 times a day Durood Sharif. 100 times a day Durood Sharif. Allah gives him two guarantees. One is freedom from nifaq, bara'atu minan nifaq, wa bara'atu minan nar. Just for reading 100 times Durood Sharif. Now if we consider, we know well, all of us, we remember, that a person who reads 40 days namaz with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula for 40 days, he gets a certificate also. Freedom from being a hypocrite, and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. But we all know 40 days, that for every 200 namazes, and together with witr also, that a person makes all those namazes with jamaat, with takbir-e-ula, is not so easy. It is a task. Then again, whether it's accepted or not. Whereas Durood Sharif, on the other hand, is as-salatu ala al-nabi mustajabun qat. Undoubtedly, Durood Sharif is accepted. And for reading 100 times Durood a day, which won't take us, if we read the shortest Durood, 3 minutes or so. Just a little while, and we get this two great warranties, guarantees. What a great thing. Allah give us all tawfiq. That we do it, we encourage our family people, our dear people. Our biggest worry is not corona. Our biggest worry is not mort. Mort is going to come inevitably. And it isn't that if it comes, it is going to come. It is how it comes to us. That we get a good mort. And with all these beautiful amal, and this is the beauty of our deen we have been taught, that if we practice upon this, mort will come, a person will be happy. Eagerly he will look forward. And mashallah, not so much to worry, people are passing away. But so many people, what we know, what we don't know, Allah knows. But what we know, the soul of Basharat the people are getting. What wonderful mort they are getting. People who are seeing them in their dreams, of what enjoyment they have got. And they realize then, they are saying, enjoyment is here. Hey, we are wasting our time here. We got it the wrong way, the opposite way, that we feel we don't want to die. If a person doesn't want to die, yes, for the marifat of Allah, more closeness of Allah, more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, not for this dunya's sake, not just for the sake of living. We also commonly, it is, we give dua to one another. Most common dua, may Allah give you a long life. That is really like a bad dua for that person. There are so many people we see now in the old age. They are burden poor people for themselves, for the people around them, and how difficult conditions they are going through. So just a long life, then some add with afiyat, with goodness, that you are peaceful, you are comfortable. But if we are still in the disobedience of Allah, what's the use of a long life? Even if it is, you're not a burden to anyone, you're not a burden to yourself, you are not preparing for akhirat, you just got a long life just for this dunya, what's the use? Yes, if it is for making our akhirat, for pleasing Allah, to come to know Allah, to come to know Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the realities of deen, the beauty of deen, then mashallah, a long life is welcome. If it is with afiyat also and salamati, then a long life. So Allah let us understand. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, whenever he should give, people should ask him for du'as. Hazrat Shaykh should say, may Allah Ta'ala give you Allah ki raza naseeb ho. That you have the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Those are the things. Qari Abdul Hamid Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, who was Imam in Kirk Street Masjid, very active in Jamaat work. Whenever anyone asked him du'as, yaghfir Allah lana wa lakum. To forgiveness is a great thing. That your sins are forgiven, by that immediately Allah's rahmat starts flowing on you. As soon as you die, your sins are forgiven. You're going straight into great enjoyment, which we can't understand. So anyway, the month of Ramadan has passed now. Now we should carry on. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. We must have istiqamat now. And of course, ibadat won't be like it was in the month of Ramadan to that level, in quantity also, perhaps even in quality. But at least there should be some increment. There should be some increase. A businessman who does business, for example, a retailer, December time generally, they make more money. Now with that more money, it's not to just squander it. You made the money, don't be so negligent also. Allah protect also that crooks come and they steal all that money what you make. And don't go and squander it in a holiday or something else. Invest it somewhere so that that money can give you more returns. And every year in your December or whatever your period is when in your business you are making more money, you invest it in such a way. A businessman we find, for example, he might be doing business and he's renting premises. His worry is that I must have my own premises. Whether I buy this out or I buy some other premises. So his worry is, my house I'm renting, I must buy my own house. When all that gets sorted out, then his worry is upgrading his lifestyle. And then more that to make investments, make other investments also. And we find many people, we have experiences that you go to their shop, you see like nothing is happening there. But they have made all the investments already. And nobody can see anything happening, but the investment, the money is pouring in. So Ramadan should be a month like that for us. That we are upgrading, we are what we have made in the month of Ramadan, we increase. So we see some indication, Allah knows best, that after Ramadan we are encouraged to keep 6 rozas of Shawwal. And the 6 rozas, besides Monday, Thursday rozas, that is for every month. Of course Ramadan, the whole month rozas are for us. And then 3 rozas a month, that is also in every month. But 6 rozas of Shawwal are only for Shawwal. And 6 of 30 is 20%. So it appears we should try and increase our ibadat by 20%. 100%, of course, that's not what we were doing in Ramadan. So much we do out of Ramadan also, that is not really practical. But 20%, if I was making before Ramadan, I was reading 2 pages, now increase it by 20%. I was reading quarter supara, increase it by 20%. Whatever we are doing, we try and increase it by 20%. And all our ibadat. And in this way we build all the time. Then really, when finally maut will come, then as Eid comes at the end of Ramadan, our real Eid will come. If we keep on increasing and we made our investments in Akhirat, and those investments are also such, Allah Ta'ala has given us such as forms of sawab-e-jariya, sadaqa-e-jariya, which we can do, that even when we die, the sawabs will carry on. And after so long after we are dead, the sawabs will carry on and on all the time. That person's position will just increase. So Ramadan was the ideal occasion when we capitalized, we made whatever we could, but now don't just leave it like that. Your money, we know also, one ulama explained, one great wisdom of zakat also is that a person should not just hoard his money. That it encourages him to invest it. Because you're going to hoard it, you just keep it, you're not going to spend it. Then it's going to decrease outwardly. Because you're paying zakat all the time. But when you invest it, now you are getting bigger returns all the time. So just like that, yeah, also whatever we have got, let us now, we got the sawab, we made our riba, and what sawab also. But now invest it also. Make some sort of sadaqah jariya that with the sawabs just carry on. And all our ibadat, and that is in different forms. One is our children, for example, we determine to make them hafiz the Quran. If we can ourselves become hafiz, even more better. And nothing is beyond age, beyond capacity, we try. And if a person just tries a little, even if he learns one ayat a month, but he's carrying on learning, You will be written as a Hafiz by Allah Ta'ala. He wanted to become a Hafiz. Whatever little bit he was doing, he could do, he was doing all the time. We try and make our children. There are those people that they destroyed their lives also in dunya, their children's life also, but then they got understanding of deen by Jamaat, by Khanqa, by Bayans of Ulama, whatever Allah made the means for them. And then they made the one grandchild, they made a Hafiz. And because of that, whole family's work got done. That one child then, he established, for example, a madrasa, Darul Uloom. And how many Hafizes? And then that grandfather is getting the sawab. His mother, father gets, and the sawab just carries on again. And then again also we should make what Allah give us all tawfiq, that with our du'as, don't just make du'a for ourselves, try whatever du'a we make for ourselves, make it for the close family people. For our parents, we pass the sawab. Whatever we read, pass it on to our parents. Pass it on to our asatidah, our ustaz, etc. Make du'a for our children, our grandchildren, our progeny till the day of Qiyamah. Make du'a for everyone. In this way we are making investments all the time. And we are getting so much of returns, 100% returns on so many people's ibadat. For example, we make nafal namaz, make niyat for all the marhumeen also. And we can extend that niyat so much. And all who we make niyat for, they all will get the sawab. And full sawab also, which our ulama generally agree upon, that that reward will remain by us also, and it will be given to them and not shared out and divided, but be given fully to them all. So the month of Ramadan was really that month that we had got all this, and we should now still let it carry on. Shawwal now today is the 13th, has started now. We still got enough time to try and make keep our 6 rozas. Also, if we keep all 6 together, even better, but not necessary. We can spread it out in the whole month also. So, our increase of our ibadat also, start it immediately, or over the year, like zakat also, which becomes wajib on a person. Till the next year zakat becomes wajib, you should have distributed this year's zakat. To distribute it all one time is the best. But if you want to spread it out, you can. But before the next year zakat becomes wajib, compulsory, make sure you have given your zakat out of the previous year. So we want to increase our ibadat gradually, 20%, spread it out over the year. And slowly, slowly we spread it out. But let us see that what my ibadat was before Ramadan, I mustn't come back to that same amount. And even may Allah protect us, we will go lower down also. The level of Ramadan perhaps we cannot manage, but we mustn't go lower down. We must maintain that or increase at least. And 20% is not much. It's a little bit if we try and we increase our ibadat, inshallah. In this way, and Allah's system works. مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. A person might think, where I'm going to get the time, how I'm going to manage. But whoever starts moving in that way, Allah makes it easy for that person. There are so many people, for example, who are so much in jamaat, in dunya's work. Allah gave them tawfiq, they went in jamaat, whether they were poor people or rich people, doing lot business also. But as jamaat work overtook them, then slowly they decide, no, this is not right. I must be doing for my akhirah. That is important. I might make for my deen. They started cutting down on their businesses. But Allah Ta'ala automatically opened doors without effort of dunya. Allah gave them their roses. Poor people who work, now they who went in jamaat work, they carried on with their jamaat work without really working. Little bit, yeah, one, two business transactions they do, and Allah gives them the barakah. And it comes clearly when a person is in namaz, Allah is saying to his needs outside of the namaz. A person is in the masjid, and his needs outside the masjid, Allah sees to it. So we must just persevere and carry on. Allah opens the doors. And then Allah makes the rozi easy. In barakah time, Allah gives barakah. where a person will be shocked himself. I know myself that I could manage this. Durood Sharif, even 10 times a day was like impossible. How come from where am I managing my 100, 200, 500? Hey, without 24 hours are still the 24 hours. But Allah will give with elasticity, Allah will pull it. And Allah will give barakat in time. And a person will see, like that lady, which we mentioned a few times, of Trinidad, when she was, till the age of 60, she was reading one supara a day. And then she developed cataract of the eye, and she was losing her vision. And her greatest worry was that I won't be able to read Quran Sharif. But Allah made it. Now she started reading two suparas. And one greater than that, this is a great ni'mat. She told her grandchildren that Allah opened it on me, that Allah is not in need of asbab, that without my vision, Allah increased my recitation. And I went to two suparas. Then she went to four. And about two or three years before she passed away, she was bedridden. She went to 10 suparas a day. And when the family people wanted to also read so much, they had to encourage 10 women to read one supara. So what one woman with cataract and her vision impaired, what she was doing, 10 women managed somehow to do so much. So Allah gives so much barakat. And this is an ordinary woman, not an alima or anything. So we just have to try. We push ourselves a little bit, Allah opens the way. The same it is with our yaqeen and our belief also. Preparation of akhirat. And the month of Ramadan was the ideal month that proved to ourselves, I could stay hungry the whole day. I could keep 30 rozas. And really each one of us think, for me to keep one roza is so hard. 30 rozas I kept. Okay, our winter rozas, short, easy rozas. But other places, one friend just phoned from Canada, and he says that his four-year-old child, where their rozas were long, in the northern hemisphere, long, long rozas, she kept a small four-year-old child, kept most of the rozas. And with eagerness, they keep that rozas. So Allah makes it easy. It's just that spirit, that willpower must be from our side. And Allah Ta'ala makes it easy. We find so many people in ibadah, in ilm and knowledge. And people who just push themselves a little bit, how Allah opens knowledge upon them. And when their knowledge, Allah, so vast knowledge Allah blesses them with. And the amount of knowledge that they have. You have a hafiz, one is a hafiz, a person who is not reading correctly also. Somebody who is reading correctly, and then when he reads Quran, he just carries on, it just flows from his tongue. Just carries on all the time. You move in that direction, Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for us. So Allah give us tawfiq and let us appreciate this great month which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, and to increase our ibadat, to have istiqamat, and to try and do more. And really, this month of Shawwal is here, get into it. If we could, the 6 rozas together. Otherwise, in the month, though it's not for us the rozas, but the virtue should be such that for me, I have to keep it. I can't do without. I must keep it. And then inshallah, see how Allah opens further also. Rozas also, which are difficult, Allah makes it easy for a person. But for many a person, generally, tahajjud is very hard. But when Allah makes it easy, it's very hard not to get up. And the day you have to miss your tahajjud, it's like really as it comes, like a person who misses his asr. It's like he's lost his family and all his wealth and everything. How a person, just imagine a person losing all his family. Accident takes place, or crime, and all are killed. All the wealth also is stolen. To miss one asr is worse than that also. So the person will feel like that. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this great month we appreciate it. And as buzurgs, the half of the coming year, they are sorrowful that we did not spend our month correctly. And the next half of the year, they prepare for the coming Ramadan, the next Ramadan, that we're going to improve. We're going to make that Ramadan more better. So Allah also give us that spirit. And if that sorrow comes that I didn't spend my Ramadan correctly, I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And next year, inshallah, if Allah gives me the opportunity, I'm really going to do everything that I have to do. Not only more better, but I'm going to do everything. Then till wherever Allah Ta'ala takes us. And if we carry on like this, till finally maut comes, then what to say of that person? Maulana Ali Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, he passed away on Friday, 27th of Ramadan. He prepared for Jummah, bath, everything ready. Then he told his khadims, give me a Quran Sharif, let me read my Surah Kahf. But somehow they opened it or he opened it. It was Surah Yasin he was reading. And when he came on 27th of Ramadan, then he came, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. And he passed away. What a mort. So if we move in that direction, mort will come like this. Maulana Ashiq Ilahi Barni, also Ramadan, old age now also, he couldn't fall asleep. His wife telling him, what you like fidgeting and all in the bed, why don't you fall asleep? So he said, sleep is not coming, what can I do? I'll read Quran Sharif. Reading Quran Sharif. Finally, Sehri time came. She went and made Sehri. He got up making his tahajjud. She's calling him, his habit. He comes when he knows, now it's my time, I must go and eat. And he's not coming. She's called. When she went there, in sajda, he has passed away. 27th Ramadan in sajda, in Medina Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala, so we also move in that way. And now also people, one person, old person, who was also namaz, every namaz, with jamaat, wheelchair. Not easy for him, but made sure he's there. And when they closed the masjid with this lockdown and this distancing, he was very angry and upset. Reading Ayatul Kursi, he passed away. So Allah Ta'ala give us also more like that. Let us work in that direction. We had the opportunity, we've got the opportunity. Let Allah give us all tawfiq. And that if Allah spares us for next year, make the niyat now. That till I live my Ramadan, I'm going to really make the best out of it, and I'm going to carry it forward. All whatever I acquired, I don't just leave it, but I will carry it forward into my life. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.